Hi, everyone. Welcome to Dishing Drama with Dana Wilkie Uncensored. We have officially moved to Patreon. Here's a sneak peek of Dishing Drama with Dana Wilkie.
Wow. Well, I've been working, as you guys know, on deep dives regarding the Chrisleys, and I did have Lexi Wilby on the Dishing Drama Dana Wilkie show a few weeks back. And it was an amazing show that Lexi did. She was married to Kyle Chrisley, who's Todd Chrisley's son from his first marriage. And she gave a very enlightening two-part interview for me, and I was really shocked at what I found out. The interview caught quite a few people's attention in the Chrisley world, and one of the people's attention it caught was Josh Waite and Tracy Waite. And you may not know who they are, but they're very important in the Chrisley overall situation because Josh Waite was the tax investigator who handled the case in investigating the Chrisleys for tax evasion for the Department of Revenue in Georgia. And his wife, Tracy Waite, you know, ended up getting dragged by Todd Chrisley publicly quite a bit with a lot of defamatory statements, which are not true. And I have her on the show today, and she's going to tell you more about that. Anyway, so I got into a conversation with both Josh Waite and also his wife, Tracy. And I got into a deep dive, as I do, on this matter, because right now the Chrisleys are suing Josh Waite's and the state of Georgia for leaking their tax information to their daughter, Lindsay. Also, the Chrisleys used an open records request to attain information that they then used against Josh Waite to have their attorney find out all sorts of, scandalous details about the Department of Revenue in Georgia. And he wrote this report, which you're going to hear us talk about today, the attorney, and basically gets Josh Waite fired. The allegations originally are, you know, huge. You know, Josh Waite misappropriated funds for the Department of Revenue of Georgia and other allegations of, like, you know, just doing things inappropriately with his investigation power, you know, misusing information, etc. Goes to trial, and it turns out that a jury returns a verdict of malicious prosecution unanimously.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog too.
Which means that they believe that this attorney that made this report that then led to the prosecutors taking this indictment against Josh Waite actually could have something sinister behind it. An agenda of some sort to take Josh Waite out. And perhaps the Chrisleys were just the means to do it. What does this mean? It means this is a much bigger story than just Todd and Julie Chrisley, and of course the Waite's family. This could mean that there may be some underlying corruption that needs to be addressed unrelated to the Chrisleys. Why Josh Waite was targeted and really kind of made to be the fall guy for an entire department and system, which he didn't really have that much to do with. So my interest in this story started with the Chrisleys and their shenanigans, but then it transcended them. Because I started to ask some pretty difficult questions that I don't think anybody really asked, which is, why was an attorney allowed to write an OIG report to the state of Georgia complaining about Josh Waite when that same attorney is representing Todd Chrisley, who Josh Waite took out for tax evasion? In addition to that, why is this same attorney allowed to write this OIG report against Josh Waite when he was representing most of the big gambling companies that Josh Waite took out in a tax evasion investigation because of illegal slot machines in their establishments not paying taxes to the state of Georgia? And it seems to me like there was quite a lot of conflict of interest with the report that ends up causing Josh Waite to go through an indictment, which results in a malicious prosecution unanimous verdict? which says to me that the jury felt like there was some sort of agenda at the basis of the indictment against Josh Wade. There's an inclination of it. It's so rare, this kind of verdict. So what did the jury sense was happening? And whose agenda was this indictment serving? Now, I'm going to take you through the good things that Josh Wade did, the bad things that Josh Wade did, so you can judge for yourself. But the bottom line was that Todd Chrisley and his wife, Julie Chrisley, did do tax evasion in the state of Georgia to the tune of $110,000, period, the end. There's no other narrative to tell. And their lawsuit, to me, when I look at it against Josh Wade, was ridiculous in the sense that they're saying that he shared information with Lindsay, their daughter, that was inappropriate. When I looked at what he actually sent to Lindsay in the way it was reported, it is not anything that intrusive. And let me just tell you, knowing how the FBI operate, it is absolutely ludicrous that they would say that if someone in the process of doing an investigation with an informant doesn't have the ability to convince them to send or participate using any tactic open to them, you know, you're wrong. The FBI, for example, can tell you a absolute lie to get you to confess. They can show you a check and say, we know you wrote this check to somebody, even if it's a total fabrication. Any means necessary to get you to tell the truth. It's ridiculous to think that there's some sort of ethical boundary that the FBI or any other government official has to follow in an investigation of a case. There just isn't any. So if Josh Wade, even as a citizen, had noticed that the Chrisleys were stealing money, or he believed that the Chrisleys were conducting tax evasion, he had to report it to a judge or a person in power, or he'd be breaking the law. What is the law? Misprision of a felony or misdemeanor. So this premise of this civil litigation against Josh Wade by the Chrisleys, to me, serves no purpose in that he was doing his job, which was he believed that the Chrisleys had conducted tax evasion, and he, in the process of doing his investigation, was trying to get information to stop what he believed to be a level of criminal conduct. Now, the Chrisleys blame Josh Wade for a lot more than he did. And they have gone and made him into the symbol of, like, the entire state of Georgia Revenue Department. They made him into a symbol as the person who caused their federal indictment regarding mortgage loan fraud. This is just not the case. In fact, Josh Wade wasn't even involved with the federal case against them. So they have villainized a man who actually had nothing to do with their case, to do with mortgage fraud that the government took against them. He didn't have any involvement in that case. He wasn't even called to testify. The mortgage documents that the government relied upon, they got directly from the bank. The only information they got from the warehouse that Josh Wade helped the Department of Revenue take over was just copies of what the banks already had. So this is just, in my opinion, a ruse. I hope that this has gotten you interested. I am going to now invite Tracy Waits to do a conversation with me for you guys to hear about all of these allegations made against her husband, including, by the way, that her husband cheated with Lindsay. This is what Todd Chrisley said on his podcast, that he knew that Josh Wade had had an affair with his daughter, Lindsay. Okay, right. And then in addition to that, Tracy had to endure Todd Chrisley implying that she was a stripper of some sort. And the list goes on and on. I will share some of this with you, of course, but this woman has been through hell and back. And you guys all want to search for the truth with me on many of our shows. So let's get to the bottom of this once and for all.
Come on, bitch, let's go.
Tracy Waits, it's so nice to meet you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So good to be here, Dana. Thanks for having me.
You are the most talked about unfamous person in the Chrisley world I have ever met.
And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with being unfamous. That's okay.
But it's incredible because I was listening to Chrisley Confessionals on January 18th, the day, I guess, they recorded the day before they went off to prison, and they released it after they went to prison. And I was shocked to find out that you were actually the thing that they wanted to talk about before they were going to prison for fraud charges. And, you know, all, like, nothing about the gay allegations with Mark, you know, it was like a sermon, but they wanted to talk about you,
right,
Tracy,
right.
Not even Josh, you.
Right. And I don't know why they find me so fascinating, but there it is.
let me play it for you.
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, a prime example of that, you know, came to us several weeks ago. Because, you know, everyone knows about the battle that we've had with the Georgia Department of Revenue. Everybody knows about, you know, everything well, let me rephrase that. The world thinks they know everything that's going on in our life. The world thinks that they know all of the arrows that are being slung at us. But, you know, as far as the Georgia Department of Revenue goes, I mean, that speaks for itself. So many people lost their jobs, particularly, you know, Josh Waits, and, you know, we find out last week, now this is someone who supposedly was this upstanding police officer that was said that he was an upstanding officer and he was doing all this other, you know, nefarious stuff. Well, we find out last week through, you know, information that was sent to us that he and his wife have a porn site and that they're selling their porn videos for $2.99. I'm just saying to myself, I ain't showing you my pee-pee for $2.99. I'm not going down that road. And I mean, and you know, for all of you porn connoisseurs out there, if that's your thing, that's your thing. It's not something that I partake in. Have I seen it when I was younger? Yes. But when I've seen it, it was still on VHS tapes that me and my buddies was passing around. They were stealing from one dad to the next. So, yes, I've seen it. But, I mean, as a mother of children, to have a porn site that is so provocative that you're showing all of your business, you're showing yourself having intercourse, and you're charging $2.99 to people to watch you do this, and you have a young son at home, and you have daughters, and you're saying this is okay. I mean, when that information was delivered to us, the first thing I wanted to do, what did I say I wanted to do? I wanted to post it. And what did you say to me?
Don't.
You said, Todd, do not do that. Because then you harm their children. And I said, but they don't care. They've harmed mine. Well, folks, that's not the right approach. That's the devil sitting in there and saying, Todd, I sent this information to you. You use this to show what kind of people they are, to show the lack of character that they have, to show the lack of morals that they have. Todd, you do this. And I'm thinking, this woman is like involved in her son's school on like the PTA or something. I mean, she claims to be a fitness instructor. I mean, this woman, but yet she's doing porno and even bad porn. I mean, now listen, some chicks are out here doing porn and they're making bank. You are just looking to pay your internet subscriber at $2.99 a pop. So I'm like, no, I really want to post this. I'm going to post this. I'm going to tell this. And I had to pray about it. And I was like, I don't think that I'm supposed to do this. I think Julie's right. I think that these people are hurting because why a married man would think that it's okay for his wife to post these kind of videos for other men to see his wife in these acts says that he has no respect for her, that he doesn't value her body. He doesn't value his relationship with her. And that she is nothing but a vehicle to a PayPal account. And so I thought, and then I thought, you know, what low self-esteem this woman must have, because she's got to be in her 50s. I mean, listen, I'm in my 50s. I'm 54. But some people, just like spandex is not made for every person in the world, just because you can buy it doesn't mean you should wear it. Just because you can do porn doesn't mean you should do porn.
I think someone needs to remind the Chrisleys that their tag on Apple Podcast is kids and family. And I'm really wondering how the hell 6,600 people gave him a 4.7 star rating with that bullshit he was peddling. We found out from Lexi Wilby, he didn't even go to church when she was around him. And now he's, you know, sounds like a preacher. And certainly nothing he's saying in this conversation turned out to be true. Can you imagine going on for a full 4.5+ minutes on total lie about someone on a public platform with thousands of people listening and then saying you're a man of God?
So, wow, Tracy, did you know that you are a porn star?
Well, you know, $2.99. That I was shocked to find that out. But, you know, at this point, I'm really never surprised at the things that they say. None of it shocks me anymore.
Well, I mean, are you a porn star? Let's start with that.
No, I am not a porn star. And if I was, I would like to think that I could sell my videos for more than $2.99, but I digress. And nor do I have a call girl service, which was something else that was insinuated. So that was interesting to hear that about myself. Not sure where that came from, but
do you think it's because you're good looking and you're a fitness instructor, and so he used that aspect to kind of?
I think it's probably threatening. And I have always been pretty outspoken. I have always defended us. I have always spoken up for us when my husband couldn't. And I think that Todd Chrisley does not like that.
So this was a way to silence you in a sense.
Right. Or, you know, just try to degrade me, try to discredit me, try to slander me, you know, whatever he could say about me so that people would like me less. Because I think he's afraid that people know, you know, people know who we really are, who Josh and I really are, wanted to discredit us.
And what was this thing about a stripper pole? Like, what the hell was that story? I heard that on Backwood Barbie's interview with you. Shout out to Backwood Barbie.
I love her. Love her. I am a fitness instructor. And one of the classes that I teach at my studio, I have my own studio, is pole fitness. So yes, I have a pole in my basement gym so that I could practice when I was getting my certification. It is nothing trashy. It is nothing to be ashamed of. Pole fitness is focused on things around the pole that build strength, build flexibility, and it is an amazing workout. But to hear them talk, you know, I was doing strip shows in my base. I don't know what they thought. I'm very open about it. It's on my flyers. It's in addition to all the other classes I teach. I also teach aerial yoga. I also teach TRX. But they didn't want to focus on that, you know, because that wasn't near as juicy as saying I had a stripper pole. So
where would they get that information from?
Because they watch my social media.
Okay, so it's not something you're secretive about, your pole in your basement you do workouts on. I mean,
right.
You still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man. I'm trying to get them on there. Look, we all artists, man. You feel me? We gonna have this like,
bro, me and my man Kai, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now. I gotta lie, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it. Take that shit serious.
Right. But I guess it was just, you know, another thing that he could twist. I have noticed that he's very good at manipulation and very good at twisting things around for his benefit. So, you know, you get wind that I teach pole fitness, that I have a pole. Well, of course, then it becomes a stripper pole, and then it becomes I'm a porn star, and then it becomes I have a call girl service, and it just snowballed from there. I guess he just took it and ran with it. So,
well, let me ask you a question. Tell me about you and Josh Waits. Like, who are you people? Besides, like, you know, a stripper and all this crap that he's throwing out. It's ridiculous. Like, just let me know.
Josh and I have been together for almost 24 years. We have 4 children, and we met in Florida, moved to Atlanta together, and just a hardworking couple pair of people raising children. We have a farm. We are animal lovers, and we enjoy spending time with our children. We enjoy going on vacations with our children, and have done a lot of volunteer work through the school that my children go to. That was a big calling of my heart. And so I spend a lot of time doing that, spend a lot of time giving back to the community. And then I've been in fitness for almost 25 years, and that's a big passion of mine, is to help people. That is my calling, is to help people. I am a big motivator. I'm a big cheerleader. I enjoy what I do very much. Josh has always been a very driven person. He, you know, from the time that I met him, he has always been bettering himself. When we were in Florida, you know, he went through several schools, several certifications. And when we got up here, he's always, you know, doing things to enhance his knowledge of his specialty, which was like fraud and the stuff through the Department of Revenue, but basically his career as like a private investigator, as a past law enforcement, as, you know, fraud detection. He's always enriching his education. And that's pretty much who we are in a nutshell. We are not horrible porn star cheaters like like they would have the world believe that we are.
So what you're referring to is that Todd Chrisley, at a certain point through his different methodologies, you know, his media platforms, made allegations that Josh Waits, your husband, had an affair with Lindsay, right? Which is Todd Chrisley's daughter. She also has a podcast. She's his daughter from a previous relationship, and actually was one of the witnesses in the Department of Revenue Georgia investigation for tax evasion that happened.
Correct.
And I know that when that was occurring, he tried to say that Lindsay was like being manipulated by Josh Waits to give information over about Todd Chrisley, her dad, and her stepmom, Julie Chrisley. So I guess, how did you feel about Todd making those allegations that Josh was having an affair with, you know, Lindsay, and then growing that gossip to other affairs, like just generally?
He also tried to say that Josh had an affair with another coworker in the division. And I know my husband, and I knew that none of that was true. I was very tuned in to who Todd Chrisley was. When Lindsay was going through the whole sex tape scandal and her divorce, I had actually reached out to her and on social media, and just in so many words said, I'm so sorry that you're going through everything that you're going through. I realize it's a tough time. You're in my thoughts and prayers. And she responded back, which opened lines of communication. And she told me in her own words that she's never even met Josh, which I knew that. My husband had told me that. So it just solidified the fact that the allegation of Josh and Lindsay having an affair was not true, which I knew. And then I've also known the coworker that he insinuated Josh had an affair with. I've known her for years, and I also knew that wasn't true. So, but needless to say, his platform is huge, and for him to get on there and say all of these things, you know, what platform do I have to rebuttal it? You know, So it was.
Well, and it couldn't have been easy for you to hear initially. Like, even if you know your husband inside and out, you right. have to have a few days at a minimum, right? Where right. you're and like, what the hell is happening? Do I trust the information that's being said by this huge celebrity that has all these resources? Like, it has to work on your psyche a little bit. Like, I know what you're saying. And, you know, a lot of women would say exactly what you're saying now, retrospective, but like in the moment, you must have been like, oh my gosh.
Well, my question was, why would he? And remember, this was, more towards the beginning of me really figuring out who Todd Chrisley was and how he worked. My main question was, why would he think that? What has happened to give him that to run with, that he felt so comfortable with that he could run with it and speak it out on his platform? So obviously, yes, there were discussions between Josh and I. And at the time, I think I've shared this with you before, I was heavily involved in volunteering at the school, and I'd walk in the school and not know if all the people in the room had listened to his podcast, thinking that my husband's a cheater. More than anything, that was embarrassing because they didn't know. And it's not like I was going to go around holding a sign going, it was all a lie. But
no, of course,
and you're approach me about it, and so.
And you're in the PTA.
I was the president of the PTA for 4 years.
Yeah. And you're also in the state of Georgia. So I just want to throw that in. So, yes. I mean, it's not like you're in, New York on the PTA where people are going to be like, listen, we've heard of a scandal yesterday, today, three more this afternoon to do with many of the parents in the school. This is like you're in a very probably small, conservative, religious community. And here you are supposed to be the symbolic, pinnacle of society within the PTA. And you have, this huge celebrity, Todd Chrisley, saying that, your husband's having affairs. Like, it must have been horrific.
Affairs. And it was. And I'm not going to say it wasn't hard. It wasn't humiliating.
Hey. Hi. Hey, babe, listen. There is a emergency PTA meeting today at 5 o'clock. It should be about 2 to 3 hours.
Awesome.
Okay?
Awesome.
This is a list of the toxic ingredients that are absolutely banned from the bake sale. No BPA, no MSG, no BHA, no BHT+, no soy, no sesame, and of course, no nuts or eggs or milk or butter or salt or sugar or wheat.
And it was, and I'm not going to say it wasn't hard, it wasn't humiliating, it wasn't embarrassing, but at the same time, I have a very strong personality, and I made up my mind as I was figuring all of this out, that I'm going to get through it. It's going to not always be easy, but I know the truth and I have stood solid in the truth and continue to hold my head high because that man will never get the best of me. I will never say, oh, he got to me. It really broke me down and it really upset me. There were times that things were unsettling here only because everything going out in the media, you want to, like I said, stand up with a big sign saying it's all a lie because you don't know who has said what. You don't know who's talking behind your back. All of that was unsettling. But as far as me personally, I was rooted in the truth and I knew what the truth was. And I knew that if I clung to that, it eventually would come to light.
I feel for your situation totally. There's nothing worse as a woman to hear that about someone you love. So I really appreciate you, I know your go-to personality is because you're so strong is to just kind of be like, I dealt with it. I handled it, but I appreciate you being honest about that. It was tough, that it wasn't easy on you, that it caused some difficulty in your relationship because frankly, Todd Chrisley gets off the hook a lot because of people downplaying in the end what he did because they're trying to come off strong or like they can't be weakened by him or whatever.
It was definitely a hard, yes, I was strong through it, but I'm not going to say it wasn't a hard time.
You know, no, that's what I mean. That,
you know, in my profession, I have to walk into a room and put a huge smile on my face and act like I'm happy to be there and I'm ready to lead these people through this workout. And it's great. And I'm the happiest person on the face of the earth. And there were times that that would happen and I literally would be crying inside, you know, and it was hard. It was really, really hard.
I want you to know, I appreciate you sharing that because that's hard to share. You know, that's actually harder to share than it was like, I got this, you know, like,
right.
I'm sorry that Todd Chrisley did that to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, I want to talk to you now about Todd Chrisley, making all these allegations against your husband, Josh Waite. He sets out this narrative where he makes Josh Waite the villain. Josh is, of course, the director over at the Office of Revenue.
It was the Department of Special Investigations with the Georgia Department of Revenue. He was chief and director.
So he's saying all these things like Josh Waite is corrupt in some way, and this is what he does. And he stirs up all of this information about Josh, which I want to say that I wonder how Todd Chrisley got. Does that ever sit with you weird that Todd Chrisley seems to have contacts within the Department of Revenue?
Well, what he did is they did an open records request, which the position that Josh was in, they could do that, and spent hours, I'm sure, scrutinizing every single thing. He went back into our own personal life, things that had no relevance at all, and plastered it all over his social media during this time just to try to discredit Josh, try to slander Josh, try to make Josh out to be a bad person. When when we moved here from Florida to Georgia, we moved because of the housing crisis that had fallen out. The bottom had fallen out of the housing market. We moved to Atlanta for better employment, and we were able to get more house for our money during that time. Like a lot of other Americans, we claimed bankruptcy because the housing market had hit us hard.
Yeah.
And Todd Chrisley went back and plastered our bankruptcy all over his social media. Now,
didn't he also say you bought a pool and a trailer with revenue money?
Yeah. Now, yes. Now he said that we have. Oh, he put a picture of my husband and our minor child, a picture of my husband and our minor child on his Facebook saying that we had funded our camper through the state of Georgia. We had funded our pool through the state of Georgia. And I've said this many times, if you've ever worked in a government job, you cannot even so much as buy a paperclip without three layers of red tape and people signing off on it. First of all, Josh had no access to that account. Zero. None. And it's just impossible. So I guess he thought that Josh was just helping himself to, I don't know what his thought process was because he had to have known that that was untrue. But yeah, those were some of the allegations saying that Josh had stole from the Department of Revenue and was paying for our camper, was paying for our pool, which we had funded all ourselves. And it was the most absurd allegation. However, if people don't know any better, they assume what Todd is saying is correct. I do know that my social media accounts were watched, everything that I did. He would steal pictures off of my account and repost them with his own narrative. He many times took pictures of me and my husband that were on my social media and posted to his just as an opportunity to slander us and to discredit us.
Well, I heard from a source that they believed that some of the people within the Georgia Department of Revenue were fans of Todd Chrisley's. And that
I have no idea. Yeah, I have no idea about that.
Yeah. And that they may have sent him stuff just because they were fans. Just saying. That's what I heard.
Well, the thing about it was, people could send things all day long, and everything my husband did was above board. So it wouldn't have mattered, like the dartboard that he's alleging was in Josh's office, which is the most absurd thing. I mean, I've been to the office numerous times. The office was made of glass. There was never a dartboard. I don't even know how he comes up with these things. Well, there is still a lawsuit ongoing.
Okay.
That's all I can really say about it.
No, I understand. I just wanted to point that, like, that is still happening. So, like, right. Todd Chrisley from Julie Chrisley from jail are still keeping a lawsuit against you and Josh alive, right. Somehow.
Right. Right.
Okay. Correct. All right. So, so one of the things that Todd Chrisley is alleging in the lawsuit against you that's in the public media is that Josh sent inappropriate text messages to Lindsay regarding his tax documents and stuff like this. Okay. And Page Six reported on this. And I just want everybody to know what these alleged text messages were, because it sounds the way Todd Chrisley says it, like he was sharing secret tax information off his tax returns or some like really, really detailed, I don't know, secretive financial stuff with his daughter. Okay. Right. And Page Six got a hold of the text messages, I don't know, from Lindsay or how, but basically this was all they were. And I'm going to quote Page Six now. This is the quote from the text message that Josh sent, just because I think people think this is a lot different than what it really ended up being. Okay. Right. Right. So Josh sent to Lindsay the following. So the IRS completed their SIC audit for the criminal side and then turned over the returns to us so we could bill them as well. Okay. The feds are pushing it because they are saying the $75 million deal is for real, including a show for your grandma by herself. Then in another text exchange, Waits appears to ask Lindsay to open up about her father. He says, so some stuff happened today and we have a meeting, the first of the year, that is super big and is all about Todd, like serious, he allegedly texted. So I want to know if you would be willing to talk about him or her. And then Lindsay responded allegedly with, what is it in regards to? And then he wrote back, what do you think? So it will be a Fed and state meeting hosted by the feds. Okay. So that is what upset Todd Chrisley. That was like the communication allegedly that upset him that initiated the lawsuit against you. And well, not you, but Josh, right? And so I just want to set the record straight that that conversation to me sounds like Josh is doing his job. I'm just saying. Sure. So maybe, no, I know the Department of Revenue may, you know, have stricter authorities. I don't know, you know, if there's a leg to stand on and you can't comment on that. But I am going to just say that I would expect that as an officer that is looking for to, you know, call out corruption or tax evasion or whatever, that like the FBI can, that the Department of Revenue officers could ask questions to people that might choose to help the federal government in reporting a crime, whether that's your parent or not. Do you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And one important key is he reached out to him initially. Lindsay is the one that contacted Josh.
Okay, so there are another misconception.
For the full scoop, join the Dishing Drama Dana Patreon. The link is in this audio description. It's only $6 a month and you'll get the best information and tea about the things you care about and even the things you don't know you care about. What are you waiting for?